I probably don't need it because I have a real big teacher voice, but I'm going to use it anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting way too old for all that activity, but it was fun. Hey, thank you so much for coming to Pinchot Park Assembly today. We are so excited. I'm hyped up on coffee and the love of God, and I'm just excited for this. For those of you who do not know me, I am Miss Karen Miller. I'm Mrs. Karen Miller. I coordinate the girls' ministry, one of the very best activities that Pinchot Park has for our kids. It is a ministry for children from nursery to senior high till they graduate, and we do all kinds of activities. Our goal for girls' ministry is to nurture these young ladies. And at first, we start with boys for nursery and rainbows, and they graduate too. When they get to be big boys, they go to Royal Rangers. But we get to start with them. The goal in girls' ministry is to take young ladies, mentor them in God's love through the different stages of their groups. We start with the nursery, which is 0 to 3 years old. And they just have the tiniest little thing. They have a tiny little memory verse. Sometimes they don't have a memory verse. They just have a little lesson. They have snacks. They have playtime. They have the rest of their lesson. It's all tiny chunked for 0 to 3 year olds. You know, goldfish have more attention sometimes. That's why they just have little things. And Jackie and Miss Dolly has done this last time. Do we have Miss Dolly? I didn't see her today. Okay, Miss Dolly is not here. And then they move up when they're 3, 4, and 5 year olds to the Rainbow Club. That is, it's all with animals. It's a Noah's Ark theme. And each animal has a special theme. The hippos is one of my favorites because it's powerful in God, okay? And it is so cute to see them through their powerful memory verse. Mr. Steve and Miss Lisa, where are my Mr. Steve and Mr. Lisa? There's Mr. Steve. I knew Miss Lisa was just right here a moment ago. She was up front with us. They take these little active 3, 4, and 5 year olds. There's Miss Lisa in the back. She just walked in. Her and Mr. Steve have taken on this group like gangbusters, warriors of God. You should pit stop quietly on a Wednesday night and see what they're up to. They have activities. They have memory verses. You've got to stop by. They have the love of God in their heart so much. They even have been known to visit our classes with their memory verse and a snack for us. So, exciting. Then the next group is our kindergartners. They are daisies. They shine for Jesus. They learn all about how they can grow, how they can share, how they can be loving young ladies for God, okay? And they do a lot of cooking for us. Yes. So we really like the daisies. They feed us. My friends, I know if you ever need a prayer warrior, they will put some grown-ups to shame. We have been working on all this year on how to become closer to Christ with friendship, community, my church, salvation. Oh, we have done cooking also. And sportsmanship, I'll tell you what. I thought my girls were kind and polite. When we did sportsmanship, they just shined. It was awesome. So if you ever need a prayer warrior, find a prim. They will do it for you. They got it done. Start. Wow. They are 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. They are growing up in Jesus. They go through 4 different units about, they start with salvation, understanding church, going into how they fit in, and then like eternity, okay? So that is an intense group. They read the Bible in 3 years. I know. New Testament and Old. They don't do the old. Snap, that's my favorite part. Girls, I'm sorry. We may do the old. Well, that's okay. I gotcha. I'm teaching STARS. After like 18 years, I'm graduating to STARS. So I'm rolling with my kids. So they have just this intense growing, because they're young ladies now, just growing in the Lord. The Friends of the Girls Only, that's the junior, senior high girls. Wow. Their group is all on life application. I may need some help on this one, okay? They do job search. They do women of God. They do, help me out. Careers, that's right. College. So we prepare them how not only to get prepared for these things, but how to take Christ with them every day. So it is the girls' ministry group. If you didn't know about, there's a long, I'm sorry, I get carried away with it. But you know what? Pinto Park did not forget about the boys. We have a strong Royal Ranger group on Wednesday nights. Harry and the crew, Mike, all the Bourbons. There's a ton of people. There are a ton of people down there for the boys. I was jealous. They went canoeing without us. Girls weren't invited. I know. We feed them. What the heck, right? What? I don't know. We're going to talk about that next year. So there are boys' ministries on Wednesday nights for the boys. If you know a friend, a relative, a grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, bring them on down, okay? Now, for the real reason why I'm here, okay? You always have to do the advertisement, right, first? Infomercial at the very beginning. I will do an infomercial for Girls Ministry and God every day. Our motto, shine bright, okay? I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will never fall in darkness, but will have everlasting life. In John 8:12. Amen. That was our theme. But today, we are going to settle in. We're going to have a special speaker. Ladies, I don't know if you know this, but there's somebody in this church that is in love with girls' ministry. Matter of fact, she used to teach girls' ministry. Okay? Not here, but somewhere else. Okay? Matter of fact, she always is praying for our girls and our boys, of course. This is no stranger to us. She is a lady of God. You need something done, or you're just feeling down. Dan is the person to go to. Dan, ready? See if you guys get this. Dan is a wonder. I know. I'm going to keep my day job. It's all good. Jan is just on fire for God. She has been involved in immense leap with God's word and everything. I'm going to stop talking just for a little bit. I'm going to hand it over to Miss Jan. I want my girl to sit up straight and talk. Sit up. Thank you. Sit up straight and talk. Ears open. Hearts listening. You ready? Miss Dan, could you come here? Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, boys and girls. I love boys and girls. They are special, and they are special in God's eyes. And I want you to know that right up front. I don't want to be up there. Up there. I like to be here. Boys and girls, I want you to know you are all beautiful. And you are beautiful in God's eyes. God loved little children, just like he did the teenagers and the young adults and we older adults, which is where I fall. I did work with children up until about 2 years ago. I enjoyed it, but you children are a little too rambunctious for me these days. When we would play games, I'd have to poop out and say, go ahead, kids, continue to play. I'll come back in when I'm ready. And so that's the way we did it. But I did enjoy working with them. I want you to know that while God loves you and finds you very, very special, He has some scriptures that talk about children and how He loves them, how He blessed them, how we were formed in our mother's womb. So we are all special. You are very special. I don't care what anybody tells you. You are special. And you are beautiful. And you know, God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks inside of you to find love and kindness and truthfulness and things like that. He doesn't look at us and He doesn't say, you're not beautiful, you're ugly. He says, you are beautiful because I created you, and you are created in God's image. And God is perfect. We aren't perfect, and we make mistakes, and we do some wrong things, but God loves us anyhow. One of the scriptures I want us to look at is Psalm 139. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. It talks about how we were formed inside your mother. And God created your toes, your fingers, your eyes, the form of your body, everything about you. He loved you enough to be there when you were being formed. He loves you very much. Also, in Luke, people were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The kingdom of God belongs to you children. The Bible says that when we come to know Jesus, we must come as a child. You know why? Because you believe so easily. Where sometimes we as adults, we've gone through a lot of life and our hearts aren't very tender. But children have tender hearts. And parents always remember, children have very tender hearts. The way you scold them, the way you discipline them, it does matter. What you say to them does matter. But in God's eyes, you are always beautiful. You will always, always be beautiful. Here's a memory verse you learned in Vacation Bible School. Do you remember it? When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Where is it found? Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. And who's that trust in? It's in God and in Jesus, because they love us so much. And The most important thing you could ever do in life is this. Most important of all, we must love and live for the Lord every day. And the best time to start it is as a child. Not to wait till you're a teenager, not to wait till you're a young adult, and not till you're older like me, but to do it as a small child when you begin to understand what it means to ask Jesus to come into your heart and into your life. But I want you to know that's the most important thing. Do you know, I want to talk a little bit about a few things concerning the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible mentions several fruit of the Spirit, but we're just going to talk about a few. We're not going to cover all nine of them. The first one I want to talk about is love. What does it mean to love? What does it mean to you when somebody loves you? 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, true love never fails, never lets people down, is always there for you. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and charity, which is love, but the greatest of these is love. 1 John 3:11 says, this is the message we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 3:18 says, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. In other words, it doesn't matter what we say, it's what we do that shows whether or not we love God. Let's talk about the second one, kindness. In Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and tender-hearted, which means to be loving and understanding to one another, forgiving one another, just as in Christ Jesus, Jesus forgave you. And then let's talk about a third one. Be thankful. Another word for thankful is be grateful. Be appreciative. Psalms 104 says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, and praise his name. Colossians 3:16 says, and whatever you do, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God, because we do it through Jesus and God the Father. And that means when you're in school, whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability, even if you don't like school. When you ask to clean your room, we like to grumble and complain, but we need to clean the room. We need to help mom around the house, boys and girls. And lastly, let's talk about truth. Truth is not lying. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood. Falsehood means lying. We are not to lie. And speak truthfully. One of the Ten Commandments given is you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. And that neighbor means anyone. You're not to lie and tell something that is not true. And if you don't know whether it's true or not, just say nothing instead of spreading something that might not be true. So God bless you all. You're precious in his eyes. And I want you to know that in Psalms 127, verse 3, he says this, sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. That's whether it's girls or boys. And then he says, blessed is the man or woman, the mother or father, whose quiver is full of them. In other words, it doesn't really mean we're going to carry an arrow bag on us and put arrows in it. It just means that blessed is the mother or father who has many children. And we are to appreciate our children, love our children every day, even when we don't feel like it, even when they may not be the most pleasant. Because let's face it, we're not always the most pleasant as grown-ups. We are not the most pleasant sometimes. So we love you, children. We pray that God will use you as you grow up. And I have something for the four girls that are getting an award, just something about some of the verses that we talked about. Pass those out. Thank you all. Have a good day. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Okay. Oh, good. She came back. Let's go invite her back up here. Thank you so much, Miss Jan. I told girls, didn't I tell you she was going to talk to you girls? Was that good? Okay, good. Thank you for listening and being attentive. Sorry, we got a little excited. Joey and Chloe came a little late, and the girls were just excited about she coming. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Our next thing, we're going to actually get into the part that you ladies have been waiting for. Okay, I'm going to first call up Miss Rhonda, and I'm going to need probably Miss Norma up here close by. Miss Rhonda is our Daisy teacher, okay? We're called sponsors, okay? And she has two young ladies that she gets to brag about.
All righty, Daisies, tell about Jesus. So Morgan and Lennox, come on up. Look at those flowers. Oh, my goodness. There's just something special about little girls dressed up in a pretty dress, and add a little bit of flowers to them, and they're a princess. So we are so glad. These girls worked so hard for 12 months, earning 9 badges. We learned about sharing, forgiving, creation, and we spent all summer on one badge. Usually I try to cram it in between vacations, VBS, and days off and such. I try to get 3 badges in, older, wiser, not happening. We did one badge all summer, and it was believing. So we took bumblebees and did the believe in God, believe in heaven, believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus coming back for us. And we made all kinds of things with the visual bees, but also the spiritual bees of what we believe. So, girls, you did an awesome job. I'm going to have Miss Karen put your sash on you, and then their honor pin is here. So now your outer rainbows from last year, that was a vest that showed off all your badges. Now you're a big girl. You have a sash. And on that sash are all 9 badges that you earned. And then Miss Karen's going to put a pin on you that says you're not just a daisy. You're an honor daisy. Honor daisy means you've memorized the colors. You've memorized the motto, the pledge, the scripture, and I'm going to ask you if you can turn it back around and show off to these, and let's tell our colors. Yellow.
Yellow.
And
white.
White.
Yellow and white.
And what does yellow stand for?
Be kind to one another.
Yeah. We are letting our light shine, being kind to one another. And the white, what does white stand for?
Let our light shine for Jesus.
Right. We let our light shine for Jesus. Because white is purity. I always tell them, because purity is a hard word to pronounce, especially when the girls come to me right out of just starting kindergarten. So I always say, it's all the bad stuff. That's the easiest thing about purity. Get all the bad stuff out of your heart, and you'll have purity. So you never outgrow that, whether you're in rainbows, daisies, or you're an adult. You got to have purity in your heart, or you won't see Jesus in heaven. Because there is no sin in heaven. So from the get-go, purity is all about getting the yuck out. So we're going to put the sashes on and the pins, and I'm going to read your charge to you, then we're going to pray. So in daisies, you've been taught, and you've been learned all about the scriptures and memorized a strong foundation in Jesus Christ. And you're always going to consider what Jesus would have you do. Make the right choices, and keep your eyes on the Lord at all times. He's going to help you when you don't know what to do or where to go. He's going to help you make the right choice. And so we're going to say together our Daisy motto, that daisies tell about
Jesus.
Yeah, they tell all about Jesus wherever they go. So we're going to have a quick prayer. I'm going to ask everyone to close your eyes as we pray for these special girls. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Morgan. We thank you for Lennox. We thank you for the parents and grandparents that bring them to church and have a special interest in these girls growing in your knowledge and growing up in a Christian fun environment. Thank you for all you do. May your touch always be upon them. Lord, you have a special plan for them. Even as a little girl baking down in the old kitchen, making for the van driver and making for other classes, taking things home with a smile and a skip in their step, Lord, let them never forget these fun moments in your name. Amen. One of the things they like to say is, oh, let's not forget Mr. Bill, the van driver. You know, whenever we're baking or doing something, that's what the girls like to do. And I have to tell you, a special note came to me a few weeks ago. And there was a little girl back in the sanctuary last year during the class, and it was Miss Morgan. And she went home and she told her mom and her sweetie and her grandpap and said, I want to do that, because she saw the kids getting their awards. And so Miss Morgan, thank you for being part of Daisy's, being in girls' ministries. And if you have kids and grandkids, you know what? Let's have them be a part of that. It's not just a that. It's fun. On my room, I have three rules. Keep it simple. Doesn't matter if I teach older kids or if I have nursery. I've always had three rules. The first one is I'm going to have fun tonight. If I'm going to do something, it's not going to be a drag. It's going to be fun. Second one is I'm going to obey my teachers. And the third one is I'm going to be nice to my friends. You know, life's gotten complicated lately, but sometimes we just need to bring it down. Let's just go back to the simple things in life. If you ever want to be back in the simple things, join us down in Daisies. And I have to say, Daisies are getting bumped up. And this year, I get a promotion. I'm going up to Prims. So I'm going to do Daisies and Prims together. And so if you want to do the simple things in life, just come on down. We invite you 7 to 8:15 every Wednesday. It's fun. It's simple. And you won't leave without a smile on your face.
Ladies, I have one more charge for you, okay? Jesus has a special purpose for you. Did you know that? He has a plan for your life. He knew what you're going to be even before you came down here, okay? So what we want you to do is to live your life the way Jesus would want you to. Guess what? Jesus will never fail you. He will always be there. I will make mistakes. Sometimes I might make you sad if I correct you. But you know what? Jesus will never fail you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Always turn to Jesus for everything, okay? And keep your hand in his hand and walk with him always, okay? That's my charge to you. Do you think you can do that? Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
I knew you could. Okay, So, my Miss Lenny and Miss Morgan have this year completed their sharing, forgiving, respecting, I love that one, thanking, creating, helping, growing, prayer, and believing. And it's a good thing you did prayer, because you're going to Prince, you're going to become a prayer warrior now. So this one I'm going to give to Lennox.
In place of what you're holding now, you want to give you flowers for it to take hold with you.
Okay? Okay, ladies, continue to let the light shine, but you're going to learn how to be kind and thoughtful in prims, okay? I have three hyphenated words for you. What are they? See you. Love you. Bye. Head on down. Good job. Great. Like most of you, you know, but wait. Girls, I'm so disappointed. Let it. But wait. Okay. I have a letter. I have all kinds of things. I have letters. I have certificates. I have letters from our district representative. Morgan, are you ready? Here's one of your letters.
She's so excited. She's so...
You can sit down, but pay attention. Miss Morgan, are you ready? I have a letter. I have a folder that has all kinds of things in it, but here's one of the letters I took out. See if you know who it's from. Dear Morgan, just yesterday it felt that we were preparing for your arrival, and here you are, 7 years old, and already moving from Daisy's to Prim's. I am so proud of you, not just for your accomplishments, but for the little prayer warrior you are. Amen, she is. You are always ready to pray for any situation, big or small, and you are so loving and always have the right words to cheer us up. You are wise beyond your years and keep us on our toes. We love you so very much and pray that you always will let your light shine. Love you so, so much. Who do you think it's from? No, no, no. It is. But thank you so much. I love your daughter. Thank you so much. It is from your mom and dad and Aiden and the Olivia, too. That's her pet cat. So, inside her folder. Oh, she's staying there. Okay. The next two young ladies are my pride and joys. They all are my pride and joys. I had the pleasure of having them not 1 year, but two. Prims are a 2-year program. And it's so awesome to see them go from first grade to second grade. It's a huge developmental time. They go from pre-reading to reading to self-realization. It is such an awesome age. I need my two awesome Prims up here. And I have Miss Chloe in pink and Miss B in a matching for me. They're both Burmans. Different fathers, different mothers. But Miss Norma's going to bring up some flowers for me. And all this. These are two lovely prims. Like I said earlier, they are prayer warriors. They have this year This is how we did it in order, okay? We started off with kindness, okay? Then, because of kindness, we learned how to throw that kindness and Jesus into their community and earth. We did reading, music, health, animals. There was Miss Karen, so we always put cooking in there, and church. So they did a super job. I'm going to read some of their letters. I'm going to kind of do it out of order. Okay, because I can. Are you ready? Miss Jill, remember how for AIM Day she comes and she runs AIM Day, and she's our sectional director. We each have a letter. All four of the girls have letters from her. Chloe, congratulations on becoming an honor prim. The Discovery Club, you have learned how important your words and actions are and that each of us is responsible to be kind and thoughtful. You have that nailed. This idea was woven throughout the many units you have studied, such as Bible Treasure, Church, Salvation, Nature, and Cooking, just to name a few. With your parents' help and teachers, you have successfully completed all the requirements to achieve honor prim level. Congratulations from the South Central East Section on completing the Prim Club with honors. In recognition of your achievement as an honor prim, I charge you to be careful of what you say, where you go, and what you do. Always trying to be your very best for the Lord Jesus because you love him. And that's from Miss Jill. And she basically gave you your charge, didn't she? And now she certainly did. She took my thunder. But my girls have their booklets that they've done all year. This is a prim one. This is a Daisy one. It doesn't matter. Okay, but I'm going to give each of my girls their charge in a moment. I'm going to, Phoenix, which one do you want? I'm going to do the one in the envelope. Because mine is, you've heard me. Phoenix? This is your certificate of achievement. This is for outstanding achievement in girls' ministry as an honor prim. It is presented today from Pincho Park Assembly of God, from your church. And the pastor signed it, and he signed it with lots of love. Okay? So congratulations. We appreciate everything you've done. You girls have done a good job. Board and everybody that wrote little memos for the girls, I appreciate it. It does really, truly mean a lot to the girls and a lot to us that it shows support and love to the girls. As a daisy, you have been taught the scriptures of being kind and thoughtful. You have this year done minimum 4 different service activities. They've written thank you letters. They've wrapped gifts with thank you notes to people of the church. They have cooked for everybody Wednesday night. They did a prayer unit and kept prayer journals for a while. They're phenomenal. You will not believe how much these girls have grown in just the 2 years. If I'm bursting with pride, I can only imagine how parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles are. But you have been given, guess what? You've been given the foundation of God's word through your rainbows and Daisy as now Prince. Can you imagine how much you're going to grow and develop in the Lord? It's so exciting. You will. I charge you with always considering what Jesus wants you to do first. Okay? Think about that. Follow him. Stand firm in what you believe. Don't let somebody talk you out of your belief. Okay? Stand firm in God. Let people know that you know Jesus. You know you love him. And not only let them know, show them. And you've done that this year really well through all your many services. Okay? So I charge you to remember to always keep your eyes on Jesus. Follow him. And just continue to grow in the Lord. I know Miss Norma has something for my girls yet also. So, see, pink perms. I'm not going to hand you anything until you're ready to go down. I would like to, do you guys mind if we pray for the prims also? We're going to pray for prims. Thank you, Father. Just thank you for blessing each of these girls, Father. They have worked so hard. They're learning and growing in you, and they're excited for you. Dear Lord, continue to help flame this fire that is in them, dear Jesus. Help them to shine and through their caring thoughtfulness and just taking all this into their family, their schools, their community, to strangers, dear Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you for raining down on us every time the children are in this building. Dear Lord, thank you for having the whole our whole church community wrap their love around our children and just love on them. And through our words as grown-ups and our actions, guide and direct the children and how they are going to grow up to be young ladies and leaders of this of our community right here in the Pinto Park area. Bless these kids. Give them the heart and mind and soul for you always. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you for just watching over them always, Lord. We thank you for everything. We thank you for their families, for sending them every Wednesday night and bringing them to Sunday school and children's church on Sundays. Thank you for helping them that they're truly interested in God's community, Lord. We praise you for all things. All my children quietly say,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Do you want to take all your good stuff down with you? Thank you. I'm going to turn this over to Pastor because this didn't take us as long as we thought it was. Did I? Oh, wait. My teachers are telling me, but wait. You know what I forgot because I didn't follow my own agenda? Girls, you may go. You're dismissed. See you. Love you. Bye. I don't want you to know that this is just the only four children in our services on Wednesday night. We have more. They have earned badges. We're excited. And they have a bag to take home also. I need Miss Lisa. You're getting your kids. Good. That's fine. That's fine. Good.
Hi, everyone. I have younger generation. There are 3 to 5 year olds. They need me. They head out on the program, but we get to have tons and tons of fun. We learn about all kinds of different animals, like bears, owls, butterflies, and all kinds of but most of all, we have fun. We like to play on the playground. We like to play in the water. So all kinds of things. I believe that their favorite activity is making the knot. Go around the church. We look for bears. We look for we have them for us. We like to go around the playground. We look for dinosaurs. We look for bugs. We look for deer traps. They are all over the street. So this is a little paper bowl. We put them in this.
Elijah Bourbon. He's got the bear bag, the butterfly, the beaver, and the bird. He's got the bear, the butterfly, the beaver, and the bird.
Okay. Pastor? Who's just the girls in the union? I mean, there's 4 days here, but Proud of you.